This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins.
Oh, trouble soon be over, sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over, oh, sorrow will have an end.
That's the sound of the early 20th century gospel blues singer Blind Willie Johnson. Johnson was a street performer, and he had a short career recording songs, but the influence of his rough, powerful voice and guitar style has played out in blues music for decades. It is believed Johnson was blinded in a domestic violence incident when he was 7 years old. As an adult, his house burned down. With no money to relocate, he lived in the ruins of the home, sleeping on a damp bed. Not long after, he contracted malaria and died. And so, the dean of the Boston University School of Public Health, Dr. Sandro Galea, says Johnson's life carries lessons beyond music. In his new book, Well, Galea explores how he thinks we need to change the way we talk about, and thereby improve, the nation's health. He told WBUR's Lisa Mullins the story of Blind Willie Johnson is a perfect starting point.
The reason the story is so compelling is because it pushes us to realize it was not just malaria that killed him. It was domestic violence, it was homelessness, it was poverty, it was racism, and it was access to care. So it makes it clear that, of course, we need to pay attention to treatment. We need to pay attention to malaria. But if we just do that, it's not enough.
But if those things are particular to the case of Blind Willie Johnson, in a particular period of American history, a particular location, why do you then say we are all Blind Willie Johnson?
Because there are always factors like that at any time in all our lives. Today, we have issues about where we live, about the air we breathe, the water we drink. We have issues around gender equity. We have issues around violence. And all these issues are the issues that shape our lives today, making us all Blind Willie Johnson.
So what made you realize, and you're an immigrant to this country originally from Malta.
I am.
Was there an occasion when you came to this country that you thought, look, this is the wealthiest country in the world, and we have some of the worst right now mortality rates, child mortality rates for wealthy countries. We do not lead the world in even life expectancy, which I think many Americans will find amazing. Is there a time when you remember thinking this should not be?
Yeah, I'm trained in primary care, emergency medicine, primary care medicine. And when you do that kind of medicine, you realize very quickly that patients presenting to you are there because of a medical condition, but that medical condition is the product of their entire life. That if you see somebody in middle age who is a certain number of pounds overweight, who as a result has osteoarthritis in their knee, the question is, yes, the knee is the problem, but the real problem is, why has that person not been exercising? Why has that person's diet been the way it is? What kind of food has she had access to? What kind of parks has she had access to? As a child, your patterns for your life are set. It starts with, what kind of education are you getting? How literate are you about what behaviors you need to have to promote your health? How much attention are your parents paying to you, which of course depends on how much money they have and how much time they actually can spend paying attention to you? What kind of college you go to is determined by the extent to which you had the right mentoring, right environment going through high school.
So a lot of that you have no control over.
You as an individual have no control over, which really brings us to the point that we tend to think that we have choice over what we do, everything we do, and what determines our health. But in fact, the choice is relatively limited, which means that if we care about our health, my health, your health, our collective health, we have to care about the environment around us.
Okay, so choice is one of the chapters. As you say in this book called Well, you break down the various factors that contribute to our health, and it goes from freedom to place to power and money, and we will talk about some of these. There are a lot more. But talk about the matter of choice.
We choose not to die unnecessarily in our cars. Now, we chose to do that about 50 to 75 years ago when we chose to create seatbelts and airbags and shatterproof glass and laws against drunk driving. So in our public conversation, we make the mistake of thinking that choice is about what I do in this very moment. But in fact, choice is how we set up the world around us that then determines our choices and determines our freedom from unnecessary illness and disease. So we should choose health. And as a result, we should make decisions that create the parameters for government, for the private sector, that ultimately privilege health.
So what's at the top of your mind now as you say that?
Parks. Parks are a perfect example of a public good that we choose to invest in. You know, Boston Common, as a piece of real estate, would be incredibly expensive, right? And we, as residents of Boston, all pay for Boston Common through our taxes. Now, you and I may say, well, I don't want to pay for your part of Boston Common. I'll just take my small postage stamp-sized piece of Boston Common and keep it to myself. And if everybody does that, we all know it would be useless, because what am I going to do with a small patch of grass? But we collectively decide to choose to have the space to exercise, the space that's going to generate clean air and that ultimately generates our health. So we do it in select cases, but clearly we do not do it enough.
And you put this in terms of compassion, and you say the compassion is not just having empathy for a certain population or a certain person, but it's also acting on that sense of empathy to create a healthier world. You give the example of Hurricane Maria. Can you tell us about that?
After Hurricane Maria, there was, as is often the case after hurricanes, a large outpouring of public attention and sympathy and wanting to help the victims. But before Hurricane Maria is when the conditions were created that generated the crisis after Hurricane Maria. Compassion says, what are these vulnerabilities? How do we fix them so that the consequences of when a hurricane hits are mitigated right up front?
So you're saying investing in infrastructure, investing in the complete wholeness of a place like Puerto Rico, for instance,
investing in education, investing in transportation, investing in making sure that people have livable wages, investing in gender equity, investing in the pillars that create a better, healthier world.
So all of this sounds good and so difficult. And I wonder, first, why it's difficult? What are the forces that we're operating against? And secondly, what can be done to make more headway?
The challenge, I think, is recognizing that it does not have to be like this. 35 years ago, America's health was in the top half of high-income countries. Today, it's at the very bottom. Opioids and suicide in the past couple of years have resulted in a further downturn. But there is no question that in the late 80s, early 90s, we nationally took a turn towards a much more individualistic approach, and that ultimately resulted in disinvestment from the collective resources that I'm talking about.
So if there was right now one thing that you could change, what would it be?
I would change a national conversation towards demanding health, towards saying we should be creating an environment that generates health. I think one of our challenges is that we keep mixing up health and healthcare. Healthcare is what we all want when we get sick. Health is the places we live, the places we work, the amount of money we have, the education we have, the food that's available to us. That's what generates health.
That's the dean of the Boston University School of Public Health, Dr. Sandro Galea, speaking with WBUR's Lisa Mullins. Galea's new book is called Well, What We Need to Talk About When We Talk About Health.